Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Early in the morning, sealing prayer, seven fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hamid. Thankful and grateful, we greet you with the greetings of Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan. I have to admit, my soul is just very, very, very happy. This is one of the best starts of Ramadan, and my health getting better, and my focus is clear. I'm practicing some of the advice of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, from the last Juma that he gave in the month of Shaban prior to Ramadan. And he talked about the invitation from Almighty God, Allah, gave advice in terms of being regardful of the pioneers or the seniors as well as the young people. And in terms of the prayer, you know, this is the best time to ask God for something. And I've been praying for believers to have better health. As I'm starting to feel beginning this month of Ramadan, I'm praying for them and the innocent as well, praying for relief, not only for the innocent who are in the news, but those areas that the news doesn't cover, where men and women and children and older people are suffering, the innocent are suffering in Africa and Asia and right here on the streets of the United States of America. There are men, women, children, older folks that are suffering. And we pray Allah for them. Pray Allah for Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, that he enters into the Firdaus. And I know he wants to be among Prophet Muhammad and the other servants. And alhamdulillah, we've got, I see a new phone number. We welcome you to Not Just Talk. Maybe you've called in before, but I just haven't recognized your number amongst those that I see in the switchboard. So we're grateful for you joining us. And again, to all, Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. And this is going to be another open mic. We were looking to have Sister Lou Princess, the host of Keeping It Real, but she's in Texas in a conference, and the conference schedule, she didn't believe that she would be able to join us. But that's okay. I enjoy the open mic, and we invite you to press 1 to share with us your Ramadan, how your Ramadan is going, and I hope it started well for you. We're looking for challenges to be met during Ramadan. We're looking for successfully meeting the challenges of each day and night, and praying that Allah grant us knowledge, increase us in knowledge that will enable us to better handle our life, growing our life, and focusing on how we can make a contribution, to the community life. Not Just Talk was established with that concern. We wanted to have a vehicle that we could invite people to consider doing a little bit more, being a little bit more aware of the social obligation. God says, he doesn't mention it in terms of social obligation, but God Most High says, our own souls obligate us. Well, that's an invitation to look into our souls and see what obligations that the soul is calling for us to meet for its satisfaction. I mean, what better gift from God is a satisfied soul? I ask you, press 1 if you'd like to answer that question. Come into the conversation on this open mic Thursday, Not Just Talk. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and we're glad to see you with us. Again, press 1. Don't be scarred. Press 1 and at least give us a Ramadan greeting. You know, everybody that I'm seeing on the switchboard is capable of doing that. And we have a caller, our executive director of Community Wide Shura Conference. Glad to see my host, buddy. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak to you, Michael.
Ramadan Mubarak, Martha. What did you got?
Alhamdulillah.
What you got to say? What you got for us?
Well, I had to hurry and move my car because it was going to be towed. Alhamdulillah.
Oh.
But it was. Yes. While we were in the mosque, Masjid Jamia here in Philadelphia, last evening I was at, I broke fast here at Masjid Jamia, and then last night was at the Philadelphia Masjid Sultan Muhammad School, and
yes. The
night before then was at Naeem Shahid, who lived in Florida for a good long time, and his wife, Aisha, at their home. So, alhamdulillah, it has truly, it has been a blessing, and learning more about the city. But my question, and I apologize because I was driving as you were asking the question. May I ask you to repeat the question? What was it?
That's a good question. About your,
well, in the meantime, about
your Ramadan, to give the Ramadan greetings, and about your Ramadan, how it's going. Mine is going fantastic.
So I was answering it.
Any observations? Any observations?
Yes.
You fasted for a number of years. What are you looking at with this Ramadan?
Well, this Ramadan, you know, I'm praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided by my heart and faith rather than by my thoughts of I'm not really looking at anything. I'm not looking at anything particular, but thanking Allah for the blessings that's before me and in front of me right now, and for connections that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing to be made, and asking Allah for the best to come out of relations, you know. And truly, it is quite different than the yesterdays. And I'm saying that because, you know, in the yesterdays, on a different, maybe it has a lot to do with age, but I don't think, maybe it does. I don't know. But I'll just say it has a lot to do with acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower.
Yes.
For everything. You know, for everything. Small, medium, large. Everything. Because sometimes, you know, there are those who forget that they can even go to the, you know, go through, the lavatory. There are those who forget that they have to eat. There are those who just forget that they have hands and feet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's small things we would think. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly over everything. So I'm thankful for that, Michael, from and truly for a closer relationship. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you for that. I'm more focused than I've been in a while. And I'm more aware. You know, I'm more aware in my salat. I'm more aware in the best part of the salat is the sajda. And so I've taken my time in sajda, and I'm asking for more than I've asked. You know, I can't remember having a list like I've had, and it's not one. The things that I ask Allah for one time, and then in terms of others, my dua for others, I repeat. And you know, I know a number of devotees to God that I have worked with and I am working with that I'm praying for their shifa, the healing from God. You know, because I know they want to do more, And I know how I was before coming into this Ramadan. I was remembering every day that you got to be strong to get old, because I was feeling age. But I tell you, I'm feeling revived. And what's your story? Press one and share with us. We're glad that you're joining us this evening, even if you don't press one. We're thankful to Allah for your presence, and hope and pray Allah that some things will be said that will help others. I know, I remember hearing the imam when he was opening up for questions. Caller 251, I see you. Let me just complete this sentence here. And the imam talked about when he was opening up for questions, he invited the audience that were seeking to ask questions. I hope that you will ask a question that will help others as well as yourself. And I'll never forget that. That, you know, oftentimes, you know, we can be kind of self-focused, just focused on ourselves. But this religion, starting with Al-Fatiha, show us the straight way. Caller 251, I recognize his number. Well, welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Michael. This is Henry Hasib, Mobile, Alabama. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
I am just so thankful for this month. I tell all the brothers and all that I talk with, I say, man, I say, I've been asking for this for a month. And I say, and it's finally here.
Yes, sir.
Thank Allah.
Yes.
Here. Alhamdulillah.
Thank Allah.
So we've been wanting these lessons a long time. But
yes, sir.
Anyway, I thought I'd give you a little humor. I was going to say, you said your list in the Sajda is long. And I tell my wife, I say, maybe that's why I can't get all these things I'm asking for Michael.
No. That little bit of long list that I got is like a thimble in the ocean. Allah can handle it.
He
knows it.
Yeah, I thought that was a little humor there. I said, well,
yeah,
listen, but it's a
that,
great month. I thank Allah for this. Some people, it was asking about Ramadan. I said, no, this is the month Muslims, I said, not just me. I said, Muslims, every time I talk to them, they can't wait till Ramadan. I said, that's the thing. They've been talking about it for the last month or so.
So glad
when Ramadan's here. So they think, you know, they look at, do you get hungry? Do you? I don't even think about that. That's the least of my worries.
Yes,
so,
sir.
This is truly a blessed month. And
yes.
I heard one brother say, we ain't on just the time as we know time, say we on Allah's time. And I agree with that this is Allah's time. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is Allah's time. So
yes, sir. Praise
and
Allah.
So much blessings that we looking forward to coming our way during this great month. So be here, to be able to be talking, to be living, you know, we got so much to be thankful for.
Yes,
so
sir.
This is the time to show that appreciation. Alhamdulillah.
And it means a lot in life.
Right. It does. Like you say, it'll energize an old man.
Yes,
and
sir.
I ain't proclaiming yet to be old. You know, I'm the young of the old.
You're not claiming. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
all right.
All right, Michael. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much, Henry. Alaikum assalam. And Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Press one to come into the queue. at least give the Ramadan greeting. Well, you don't have to. I'm feeling you, believe it or not, feeling the energy. I know what I'm sending out, and I know what I'm feeling. What I've heard thus far is a wonderful, wonderful expression of this month and its rewards. And I remind you, as well as I remind myself, the challenges of Ramadan. Our Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, he said that if you're not changing your behavior, if you're not working on better behavior, then you're just going hungry and going thirsty. You know that this Ramadan, the focus, yes, we fast like others fasted before us, and we have a certain discipline in the fast. But the main focus is reading the Quran and seeking God's mercy in these first 10 days, as the tradition goes, seeking God's mercy that we can make our behavior better, you know. And, you know, there's a gentleman, longtime DJ in Birmingham, Alabama, on WAGG, member of one of the freedom fighters during the days of Dr. King. And he would say often, it's hard by the, life is hard by the yard, but it's a cinch by the inch. Praise be to Allah. I found that to be so true. And that was the spirit in which Not Just Talk was started, that I would invite community-focused individuals, whether they were in the Muslim community or outside of the Muslim community. And we're looking to have some very special guests coming up in the coming months. At the beginning of the year, I thought about what I could do to improve upon Not Just Talk. I even thought about finding another host, a younger host. I might not sound like it. I got a little frog in my throat right now, but I'm 76 years old, and I was thinking this year, I said, maybe it's time for me to transition and bring a younger man or woman into this slot. And I'm still thinking about that. I tell you, the sister that's gotten me looking at that, considering that, is Sister Fitra Muhammad, who came out of the, well, she stepped up from the rear. You know, the sisters, when we pray, you know, they kind of pray in the rear behind the men's ranks. And there's a wisdom to that. You know, I think about the position that God calls us to as Khalifa. And the Khalifa in its grammatical form is feminine. And I think about the sisters being in the rear, and that, in fact, the title is not just for brothers or an individual, but the title Khalifa, we've been taught by Imam Muhammad that it's for the group, a group of people. I'll use the modern day language of manager. I think the previous scripture talks about the laborers. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Those who are managing their life and are taking on more responsibility to manage the social life, to manage the community development life, manage the community protecting life of the associates of Imam Worthy Muhammad. And my imam, yes, I have an imam. I have a local imam, Imam Yahya, and I have an imam who is tutoring me. I like to use that language because in this environment that we're in, you know, it's hard to, well, I just say the language is difficult on the ears of many when you say you're following someone. My imam that I follow is Imam Rashad Abdulrahman. And I told him that if it wasn't yesterday, it was today. I told him, you're my imam. And I'm following you. And he's lighting up the YouTube airwaves, you know, with sharing Al-Islam, sharing what the Muslim is and what the Muslim is not, sharing the energy and direction that the spirit in the African American people is leading them to. Well, if you're only looking right on the surface, it doesn't look too clearly. But if you're like a student, if you're a student of human nature, if you're a student of human psychology, then you see the hints that God is over the African American people, and he is observing, and I'm hearing in certain areas that the Creator, Almighty God, Allah, is putting an attitude adjustment on some of these Negroes. He's putting I know he put an attitude adjustment on me with these health issues, and I'm thankful to him that I'm getting relief. And when I started working construction many, many years ago, the old man told me, young man, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be strong. And I'll never forget that. And when I do dumb stuff, I remind myself, all right, you got to be strong because you're doing some stupid stuff. So all praise is due to Allah. Press one to share these Ramadan greetings and anything that you've noticed different in this particular Ramadan. This is Open Mic on Thursday on Not Just Talk. You are our guest. We talked with, we didn't talk with her. We text Sister Lou Princess Aziz, the host of Keeping It Real, and she shared with me that she was in Dallas, Texas. She was at a conference, and she didn't think she wasn't sure of the conference schedule, but she didn't think she'd be able to make it. And so I wish her much success. I see a dynamic leader coming from the rear in Sister Lou Princess Aziz. She's studying the religion. She's loaded herself up. She's a mother. She's a wife and a mother and a grandmother. And she's loading herself up, going back to school to get her master's, as well as studying Islamic studies. She's taking classes in Islamic studies as well. So we'll miss her for the now, but we look forward to her as one of the leading people in this Khalifa movement in the future. You know, she is something I notice about her. She can't keep nothing to herself. She will engage folks, you know, even if they got a little arguing in them, you know, she will engage them and tell them about the excellence of their humanity, and that they're bigger than a lot of the mess that they're messing with right now. So share with us, if you will, press one. We love to hear from you. At this time, we're going to take a public service announcement break, and we'll be back after these messages.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. remove inflammation, and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sewer Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah alay, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we're back with more of Not Just Talk. I'm your host, Michael Amin. And this is Open Mic Thursday. We're going to open up your mic and welcome 636. I recognize this number. State your name and where you're from.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid, calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. And I want to say to everyone, Ramadan Mubarak. May we have
Ramadan
a blessed Ramadan. Praise be to Allah. And may Almighty God's peace descend upon us.
Thank you.
Praise be to Allah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I want to, you know, I try to stay current on the shift in worldly quarters, you know, what is occurring in a major way in the global perspective.
Yes, sir.
And there has been a shift. It is in the process right now. You know, when a country gains its independence from a colonizing nation, the colonizer may physically leave that area, but the financial connections are still in place. He still controls the resources, although he's not physically on the ground. And we know we have had a large independence movement in Asia, especially on the continent of Africa. And now there are moves being made to sever the financial colonialistic form that has been established and operating for quite a good while. The country of Indonesia, one of the, in numerical numbers, the largest national group of Muslims is in Indonesia. Well, come to find out, Indonesia has huge nickel resources. Nickel. And we don't think about that. We think of a 5 cent piece. But nickel is actually an element. It is a resource. It is a metal. And nickel is needed and required in high technological function. Nickel and cobalt. And the European powers that held the mining contracts in Indonesia, they was purchasing nickel from Indonesia . But the price that they were being paid was not equal to the value of what was being extracted out of their country. The president and his cabinet have put the Europeans on notice. These are our resources. And we are going to structure our financial system that benefits us. In other words, the day is over.
Yes,
you
sir.
You can do it in Europe. And through financial obligations, you can continue to rob us of our resources. That is, that I heard the president of Indonesia make that statement. And he was serious.
That's wonderful. I'm hearing a lot of voices in Africa that are speaking strong, you know.
Right.
With the shoulders
back. The ambassador to South Africa. I've been following her.
Yes,
boy,
sir.
She's right on the money. She's not mentioning any words. So what we are seeing is a shift in positions of power.
Yes.
There's a concern that the U.S. is upset because of the growing influence of China.
Well, we're
and
upset
now
with
you're
this.
Hearing about
many of us are upset with American leadership.
Yeah. Here's the problem with the U.S. and China. After World War II, the United States still had its manufacturing plants in place. It became very powerful. But then it was challenged by the rise of the Soviet Union, another superpower.
That's right.
Now we have two superpowers on the earth. The Soviet Union collapsed inside itself.
That's right.
Russia had to withdraw its borders from over Eastern Europe to the boundaries of Moscow. And they negotiated the abandoning the Warsaw Pact, but they wanted an agreement from the West, a non-aggression treaty.
Yes.
And that was ignored. They continuously began to creep east toward Russia, getting countries in NATO. Now, here's how I've heard this thing explained. The Russians feel surrounded and trapped. We've asked you, y'all, don't put us in this situation. So the U.S. says there's a term called hegemony. Hegemony.
Yes. Yes.
That is the powers that rule a vast region. And the United States has a hegemony around the world. It has military bases everywhere. And the United States somewhat called the shots because it says we are the only superpower left. They announced the American century, but China have retooled itself. China has educated their youth. China has definitely put a focus on education and science. And China is the largest population on earth. And you don't hear us saying anymore, eat your food, boy, because the people in China are starving.
Yes, sir.
That was a fact. But look at them now.
We used to laugh at products.
Right. They are rivaling the United States.
Yes, sir.
Especially on the continent of Africa. They have gained great influence on Africa, and their influence has spread in Asia. The United States don't like that. But most of the people on the earth, they do not want one polar rule. They're more comfortable with a bipolar, more than one set of ideas. And the United States, instead of the United States accepting the reality that, hey, we have to cooperate collectively with other countries, we don't run it anymore. They have grown up, and they have caught up to us.
And, you're hearing that in the United Nations. The United Nations voices are getting stronger and stronger. And they say, well, look, you know, when you first established this thing, you know, you established it for Western leadership in the world. But now we've got the same education, and we have the same thinkers and strategists that you have, because we learned in your schools. And there's no excuse for the way this United Nations is structured. And you hear him speaking about, you know, justice and equity.
Right.
We've got another caller, Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I just want to share that. Thank you, my brother. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone.
Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak. All right, we got caller 706. Welcome to Not Just Talk. It's open mic. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And what we're talking about.
Welcome. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. Mubarak.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say that. Can you can we vision what the division that we already have when Al-Islam becomes the unifying influence in the world like it is doing already, and will not be fearful of the things that we're talking about now and who's got structure, who's got power, who's this, everything like that, because we know that Tawheed is something that Allah has created to come into being. And we know already that Al-Islam is the only community of people where just every human being on this planet just has a representation in it with all of their different way of thinking and everything like that. But by Allah being the creator, he has the power to make all of us see one vision, one soul, one world community. And all of these last models that Shaitan put before the world and making them think that there's more value in being an individual cultural nation or cultural people or cultural society based upon the language they use, that we use sometimes, like-minded, but they base it on skin color. They base it on other things that makes them hold on to their individuality, which is keeping them from having unity. And as we know, that's the problem that we're having also in our destiny, to be one humanity, one community, because we don't believe from our test that Allah has given us after all these thousands of years of letting Shaitan divide us. See, we could be like those four birds. See that when he called us to this final destination with this Quran, with this life example of Prophet Muhammad, how many of those will come to their creator? And that's what we're experiencing. And we are watching what's really happening to us. We are going backwards into individuality. It's going to hurt us in the long run from what we've created to do as human beings, and it's going to hurt us even more when we try to apply the final way of life for all of those who believe. And that's Al-Islam. We try to avoid propagating Al-Islam. We try to avoid talking about it. But yet still we listen to every individual world, every individual country, every individual culture that comes across our vision. We entertain it. And we see a benefit in it that's only of fear. It's only of destruction that it's going to do to everybody when they get in an individual country. A bunch of other countries will get together, jump on it like we've been seeing in our short little lifetime on this earth the last 100 years or so, and studying the history of what people are going through. But we have to have the belief that will bring about the faith that Al-Islam is going to happen. You know, and it's not going to happen in this world reality that we live in now, because as we all know, environment that the world is living in now is corrupt. And will only produce corruption, because it's coming from the intellect or the mind of Shaitan by Allah's permission to test us. So our unity, you know, is very important, because everybody in the world wants to be one community. Everybody in the world wants to be one soul. Everybody in the world with their differences wants to be able to provide love for each other like they love for themselves. There's no other system that Allah permits on this reality that we live in on this earth to do this, but Al-Islam. We have Medina as an example of that. You know, we have different individual countries who think that they have unity, but they really don't. You know, and they look alike. You know, the Asians, the Europeans, you know, the Caucasians, you know, the Africans. You know, the Japanese, et cetera, et cetera. But they're looking for a place of universal reality, universal life. And they know it's only going to come from the Creator. And they're fully aware Allah has not left man alone since Adam. Man has always had a companion and a procreation responsibility to continue to have people who know that there's only one creator, and we all striving for that Tawheed. But again, it's something that we have to do with our own free will. Allah's not going to coerce us. He's not going to force us. But he's given Shaitan the permission that as long as we deviate and don't accept that he invites us to, then we have to be at a level of state of fear from all these countries with the terrible things that they are doing. But this is only going to happen in this world right here. That's why Allah is telling us in the Quran to let there come out of you a band of people to establish a safe refuge from all this hell that we're witnessing in this world called the dunya and all this divisional hatred that Satan is spreading amongst the human family. You know, so we have an example of what this is doing to us because look what it done to Satan. You know, it makes everybody in a strong competition of trying to be better than us under the auspice of really following the same idea Shaitan had. He thinks he's better than us. But Shaitan uses us like tools and pawns. He has no use for this reality because he's not human. You know, Allah has described what's going to happen. All we got to do is get the core with it. But we can't stay in this fire too long. We can't be like people in Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, and have doubt about leaving what was their home, their reality, and everything that they never thought that they would leave it all like that. But they hear and heard and obey Allah's command to leave that filthy place. We have to leave this world here and not in the way that people think. We just have to come together and no longer participate and all this division and anger and hate and et cetera, and practice what Allah has given Prophet Muhammad to give us in his sayings and in his application of obedience to his creator. Just want to say
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Ramadan Mubarak. And I'm going to respond. Caller, I see you, caller, in the queue, and we invite others of you to press one as well and share the mic. I just want to say, when we read the Holy Quran, the generous Quran, Allah describes to us many scenarios, many narratives, and history, as the saying goes, history rewards the searcher. And the logic that we see displayed in historical events, we see the sunnah of God, the regularity of how Almighty God operates with his created world and how he operates with the human family. And you see the savagery in history of Genghis Khan and the hordes, the savage hordes. And the history records, you know, I think that they say that a large majority of the population of the world has Genghis Khan's DNA in them. You know, that's something that this world talks about. But Genghis Khan was a savage force in the world. And when he learned about Islam, he saw, as he learned about it, that what he was doing in destroying Muslim populations and killing hundreds of thousands of Muslims, he saw that he was actually a punishment on the Muslim community. Once he began to understand the nature of the religion, that's recorded in history. And many of you know that Genghis Khan's family later became Muslim. That's recorded in history. The persecutor of Muslims became a Muslim. And there are other events showing the power of Almighty God Allah, and that he, Almighty God, is over all of his creation, including the human family. And he has exercised his will and his plan over the human family. And we see that going on today. I remember reading over and over in the Quran God's way in terms of punishing, of punishment. I call it the attitude adjustment. God first goes to those established people. This is his way. He goes to the established people and he uses shaming, embarrassment. He shames those people that are established. And we see a lot of shaming going on in the world, you know, amongst sovereign nations and amongst groups of people. So we see in these cities, we see in the government of America, we see the method of shaming taking place. And I'm going to say this, and I hope you're not offended, but, you know, before Imam Muhammad passed, you know, he told us about the similarity of the common people, their behavior and spirit being like donkey people. Well, he also said before he died that Negroes, African Americans, are worthy of a good ass whipping. And I hope you know, consider the context that I established before I use that word that might be offensive to some of you. But there's some words that are designed, you know, some words that might be considered taboo, but they're designed to get our soul's attention. And I just want to leave that with you. I'm going to open up the mic, recall, Imam Kareem Hamid. Welcome back.
Thank you, my brother. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Wonderful sharing from Muhammad and yourself. Very insightful commentary. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
And, you know, as I was alluding to earlier, that the world is moving into a universal platform. There is no more, a nationalism is outdated now.
Yes.
Nationalism cannot meet the demand that that the human being is in and that we're all universal. Now, let me, you know, I don't want to be, in the situation that Job was in.
Yes, sir.
When Job sat down on his mission.
That was Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah, pardon me. But Jonah didn't have faith in what he had been given. His assignment was just to go and deliver the message.
Yes, sir.
But Jonah, in his own judgment, utilizing his own limited judgment, had written off the people of Nineveh. And we know the trials that Jonah went through. He got on a boat and down, sleep in the bottom of the boat, sleeping on the cars over him. All of that, and a storm came up. The community got real rocky. Why is this happening to us? Well, you got a people down in the bottom of this boat. That need what you just used, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Because we've had some of the best leaders that the human mind could produce.
And look at us now.
Yeah, the imam is right. He is, matter of fact, I heard him say it. Those of you that put down my book and walk away from me, there's a curse on you.
Yes, sir.
When Allah sends that type of help. So all I'm saying is, speaking, I don't want to lose the point of Nineveh. When Jonah finally went to Nineveh, he found the people saying, Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Allah.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar. So people are entering the faith.
Yes.
In crowds. They are purchasing Qurans to see what is this.
Yes, sir.
They are studying the book, and they are convert, not because of anything we are doing.
That's
Allah
right.
makes Muslims.
This is God's process.
Right. Allah is creating the right climate. And he know what ingredients to put in the mix. These people are converting in large numbers. My concern, just like Imam Rahman is, that once they come in, we want to make sure that the teachers are giving them the real Islam.
That's right. Thank you.
Because you can come in and convert and be a dumb Muslim.
That's
you,
right.
Right. Matter of fact, Allah says when the people begin to enter into the religion in crowds, he said, seek refuge with your Lord. Now, why would he say that?
That's a good question.
For the reason that I just, huh? For the reason that I just stated.
Yes.
So I'll stop right there. But everything is on the uptick when you truly look at this through the eyes of Scripture and at the universal level. Things are moving in a progressive manner. I'll stop right there.
Thank you, Emil. We've got caller 914. I ask you to hold on, be patient. 727, I see you as well. We're going to take a public service announcement break. The clock is pushing us. We've got about 25 more minutes. We'll be back.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows. The American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, The Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaborative. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
We're back with more Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and we have two callers in the queue. But before I bring 914 in, I believe it's Brother Muhammad, before I bring him in, I just want to say that from the very time that this program, Not Just Talk, began in July of 2014, I recognized that this was a very special vehicle for Muslim expression, advancing our causes, uniting us with right-minded people, and protecting our interests. And this is the best time during Ramadan for you to make a contribution. We're going to make it simple tonight. Just call 910-317-0297. Leave a message. Leave your phone number and that you would like to make a contribution to this soon to be an institution. We need media institutions. We've got Muslim Journal and developing, and we've got the Thinker newspaper out of Harlem, New York, and we're a growing community, and soon we'll see people leaving legacies, people leaving monies to support our interests. Sister Farida mentioned using, the Cash App. She mentioned the Brother Aziz in New York, Imam, and the work that he's doing. I'm going to mention my friend and colleague, Rabbani Muhammad, who just about looked like he's working on dual citizenship. He lives part of the year in Ethiopia, and he lives here in the South another part of the year, and he takes donations over there to feed the poor, the unestablished people, and he does dawah. He shares the logic and language of the Quran with the fresh eyes given to us by Imam Wahdi Muhammad. And I'm going to bring 914 in. Again, I'm going to read that phone number. That number being, just 1 minute, disappeared on me. 910, and I'm going to repeat it before we end the program. 910-317-0297. And we'll repeat that number. And we've got Sister Martha Nyla Abdullah in the queue behind our brother. Brother 914, is this Muhammad? Welcome.
Yes, this is Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak. What you got for us? Welcome.
I'm going to bring it right where we are today in the world.
All right. All right.
We got two forces out there moving.
Yes, sir.
President Biden, he said he's going to continue what he's doing. He's going to continue to send thorns, weapons, technology, and everything he has to continue to send it to the Israelis, the corrupt Israelis, that can they can continue to wipe out the Palestinians. He has said that. He said it very bad, openly. To do what they're doing. It's not going to be ceasefire. They're not talking about ceasefire. Not talking about stopping. They're saying continue to wipe out the Palestinians.
It's
on the
shame.
Other hand,
yes.
Other side, we got Putin, Russia. We say he's going to be a dictator, a same, going to try to do what Hitler tried to do. So that's the two things we got there. That's not good for anybody, mankind. What they both intended to do is not good for the human being.
What about former President Trump, Muhammad?
Oh, yeah, President Trump. Thank you for reminding me. Well, we know what President Trump has said. He said,
what's that?
Come back in and make America good again or something like that. So we, that means they're going to take it back to slavery.
We ain't going back.
If we don't do something about it, we don't have anything. I heard your man say a few days ago, our young people, they have no respect for us.
Yes.
And I can say that because anytime I go out of my house and go into the neighborhood and the community where business people are, we don't own anything. All of our children coming up, they're looking up and say, that's where it's supposed to be. Everything they see, they go to school, come out of high school or elementary school. All they see is somebody else owning everything. We don't have anything. No businesses. That's all over America. Everywhere you go, there's somebody else controlling our food, clothing, and shelter. Just think if this, well, they know that with this we're intending to do. It's a now, it's against them and Islam. They intend tonight to wipe out the light, to wipe out Islam. You know, that happened before. People come, again, get some, sometimes Allah let the East win, sometimes let the West win. So that's what it looks like now. They're going to contain the thing. They're at a point now, we got to go all the way. We go ahead and take out Islam. And we don't have anything to say it won't be that way.
Well, China has wiped out a group of Muslims, the Uyghur community.
That's right. So what's left?
Well, they're not wiped out. They're in concentration camp.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that the man said in 1999. So the man said that, yes, ma'am. And sisters, this is your day. This was in June 18, 1999, and that's the Ebola in Cleveland. The man says, this is your day. It's not your day because we men don't deserve it. It's your day because you deserve it more than we deserve it. It's on our day, brothers, if we support sisters. You want to get your day, you want to get our day back? Support our women. Support our learn. Got the capital letters, learn, LEARNED, capital letters. Support our learn women. Sisters, I'm prepared to follow female. He said this 25 years ago. Sister, I'm prepared to follow female. It's my pleasure to follow female leader. The likelihood of a brother succeeding in the leadership is much less than the likelihood of a sister succeeding in the leadership. Now, so what do I mean by that? What is my leadership? Is my leadership Imam W. Muhammad leading Juma prayer? No. My leadership is my rational perception and my moral stance. That's my leadership. My leadership is my national perception and my moral stance. That's my leadership. My leadership is my ability to point to things that are more important in Islam so that we won't be busy ourselves with things that are less important and remain weak and unfit for competition in this world with other communities. That's my leadership. Some of these sisters may have that better than you men. I find most of you brothers are not turned on to that. You are turned on to formality, regimentation, rote action, rather than thinking.
Yes.
You're looking for something moving, and you'll jump onto it. These sisters are looking for something digging, and they will a tool and dig with it. So that's why we are looking at now. We know that the men have messed up the world. Education, we've been leading education. We messed up education. Business, we messed up the business world. Government, we just had, the men have messed up the world. That's why when they would tell you go to Hodge, you put on the diaper. The sisters can go in there regular clothes. But you men, you got to get back into diapers when you go in Hodge.
Yes.
So we're looking at it now. It may be time now. A couple of us, our countries, have had women leaders. I think America is at that time now. We need female leaders. And I've seen about two or three of them already that I would like to, I won't put the name out there now, that I would like to nominate at least three to be the
leaders. Well, I'm going to put some names out after you finish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then I'll leave that. I'll let you go on, Brother Michael. Thank you for this time.
I appreciate your time and your sharing. It's very important, and I consider you one of the agitators in the washing machine of life. We used to have agitators. They got another kind of system now, but I like the way you shake it up sometimes. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
What?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, Sister Martha Nyla is one of those people. Well, she's not just a people, she's a woman. She's a female, and she represents mother leadership. She put before our community the 50-year human family plan. And every people needs long-term planning. Households, you know, husbands and wives, with the families especially, need some long-time term leadership, you know, and the Imam talked about that. Sister Fitra Mohammed came from out of nowhere, so to speak. I knew about her as a person who was an administrative assistant for Imam Talib Sharif, but I didn't know she worked with notables like Brother Murad Mohammed and helped him with his boxing promoting business and other things that she's been involved in. She came from the RIA, established Study Al-Islam, and now she's representing, she's one of the resourceful and productive people among us. And that's where Imam Muhammad said we should look for the leadership. And Sister Shakir, I knew her as Shakir, family came out of Birmingham, mother, Sister Miriam Shakir, solid supporter of the Muslim community life in Atlanta and in the Association of Imam Muhammad. There are a number of them out there. You hear the voice of resourceful and productive people when you hear someone says, well, look, they got this Cash App thing. We can use Cash App and send an amount of money that we won't be afraid that it's going to be a budget buster. We can send a dollar or more to individuals that have Cash Apps that we know are doing good work, like Ravani Muhammad I mentioned. You know, he's here. He's an architectural engineer. He's building structures, brick and mortar structures for Muslims as well as non-Muslims here in America. And then he goes over part of the time to Ethiopia, and he takes donations and items that are needed for the poor and the unestablished people, and he talks, he has conversations where he shares Al-Islam with Muslims and those who are not Muslims with the fresh vision that we've been given by Imam Muhammad. I'm going to stop there and bring in Sister Nala Abdullah. Welcome back.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak wa Juma Mubarak. Praise be to Almighty God. And we do thank Allah. Thank you. We thank Allah for his mercy. We thank Allah for his mercy. We thank Allah for his mercy. The ship, Kareem went to the ship for Jonah, and using the word leadership is just that, a feminine attribute. And this life, as Muhammad was speaking as well, all of what I've heard tonight leads me to realize Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is developing in the dark that which is going to come to the light.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. I love that. Absolutely.
Yes. And it definitely is in our prisons that we, we say, we look around and we hear, Assalamu alaikum. And if we've been whispering it, we may as well say it out loud as well, because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is bringing it forth. And this ninth month that we're in is definitely the time when a pregnancy is unfolded or the the blessing from the pregnancy.
You see the belly movement.
and that which is inside is gonna come out. So that this is a truth. The Quran then becomes. It is the imam. It is a leader, the leader, for those who invest time in studying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word and word in its material form, spiritual and material form. And I say it like that because our life as we're living, we have to exemplify the example that the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed has to be. And all of us, it takes all of us together, the masculine and the feminine. So, and then when we look around the whole globe and we see the works of Shaitan, well, we're constantly saying we're seeking refuge with Allah from Shaitan, and we're believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will direct us to balance our lives and be more disciplined, wherein that's where the Shaitan, the jinn energy that we have that will go awry, does become disciplined. So with the planning of CWSC, 50-year human family strategic planning, the individuals who are volunteering, you know, we're learning as we go. It is new. And today, for those who want to go back and listen to AM360 from today's presentation of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, you will hear the information shared about Cameroon. And the young lady that expressed her concern or her love is she saw the history of the 400 years ago and being brought back to our front door of those coming out from Cameroon. And the young man, along with many others, their boat capsized coming across the Atlantic Ocean. So whatever it is, wherever we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling those who are ready to take a stand and, like, not just talk, take a stand, to step forward. Alhamdulillah. And I'll stop right there because we're all connected and we're doing this together. Allah is bringing us out of the woodwork because we have been studying and we do want to provide information-wise, and then we want to put forth the work. Our children, however many are coming behind us. Tonight when I was at the masjid, I said I'll stop. Let me share this. While I was at the masjid last night at Philadelphia Clara Muhammad School, the students were like, the grounds were layered with children. And I mean, young, 16-year-olds. And they were dressed very, very pleasingly. And they were there and ready to pray. And they were there because of the school, then, of course, being Ramadan, they're right in the climate. They're in the whole womb of it. And now what the understanding is, I don't know, but I'm going to connect with the administration there. And then tonight, I come in and ready to make maghrib and just had missed the congregational part with everyone. So a young lady was standing there, and she and I both were going through the same motion. We were about to say, you know, our prayers. And I stopped and asked her, are you about to make your fard? And she says, yes, maghrib. I said, okay. Lead me.
Wonderful.
So we connected. And when we talked, we were talking so much about coming in, you know, she said, were you born Muslim? And I listened to these words in this conversation. She said, were you born Muslim? And I said, yes. we're all born Muslim. But our culture captures us and we become otherwise.
Yeah.
And
so
I say, how about you? she said to me that she says, oh, I'm from Egypt. And she was very humble. She said, I'm from Egypt.
Okay.
She said, I was born Muslim. I said, no, you had to make Shahada yourself, Shahada Tang yourself, right? She laughed and she says, yes.
Okay.
I said, and I shared with her, I said, this is the type of conversation we need to have all around. Because these few words get misconstrued and it leaves a different message, sends a different message. So and then it also enables me as one who I say, I'm a descendant of the Atlantic slave trade. And she says, okay, I understand. And she's a young lady. And after she finished, we finished praying and we were having this conversation, then we began to share.
Okay.
Who's who in the masjid there? And I say, well, where I'm from, we have the Bangladesh, we have the Moroccan, we have the Saudi, we have Pakistan, Palestinian. She said, oh, and she said, oh, same thing here. I said, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
So to Muhammad's present, you know, of thought as well, you know, and Kareem saying, you know, it's no longer nationalism is out the door. We can only try and keep it alive, but no, we have to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And this faith is one. The universal human being is one. Stop right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And now, my friend, my dear friend, soldier in the rank, state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Bilal from Hudson, Florida. Praise be to Allah. Ramadan Mubarak and Jumu'ah Mubarak to everybody. Praise be to Allah. When we talking and we focusing on leadership of president of a country, are we talking about leadership of an association or when Muhammad would talk dealing with leadership or yourself, are we talking about leadership and for president of the United States or leadership of an organization or something like that?
Yeah.
Michael, you didn't ask me. You know you didn't ask me.
That was a question for me?
Yeah,
I thought you I thought you were being rhetorical because you already know.
Yeah, look, I know what it is. I don't usually ask questions, but I got to ask questions so I can give an answer on this one.
Well, so that was a rhetorical. You know, I didn't necessarily have to answer because you were using it for effect, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get somewhere with it.
Yeah, what's the answer?
I'm trying to get. Yeah, here you go. I'm gonna have to give out several answers.
If it's
a person over association, I know Nyla and her skills with CWSC, and if she know, we talk about sister now. If she knows sister, that she would look at to want a leadership role in AM36 or CWSC. Well, I go with her on that. Praise be to Allah. In reference to work, you know, of work, you want to make sure that we have somebody that's very, very qualified in Islamic studies and is doing great work throughout the community and have established a track record for themselves as a worker, people listen to, and because of their knowledge and their commitment, people will go on and support them. We want somebody to support the leadership, just to have somebody, you know, when we have somebody up there. So I would have to say for CWSC and AM360, right? I would have to say Kareem Hamid. And for leadership in the world right now, I would have to say Rashad Abdul-Rahman.
Well, I've already talked to him today and identified him as my leader. I announced that earlier when you came on.
Well, okay, we good then.
Don't forget the standard that the Imam set for us, the resourceful and the productive men and women. That's where we should look for leadership. And yes, I was sharing, you know, you can see clearly that Sister Fitra is a leader.
Oh yeah,
and she's
she's
established. Okay, she's around our age, but she's identified someone to come in and replace her already. You know,
I was trying to think of Sister Nevin's first name, but I couldn't get it because I was gonna see her also.
Marsha
Nevin. Yeah, because I listened to her.
Nevin.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying I'm one who support the neck bridge, NFA.
Yeah, New Freedom.
New Freedom. So, with Bilal and Brother Dean, you know. And also, I would have to say, I haven't been close to her yet enough, though, but that would have to be Sister Anissa Dewan also.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And without a doubt, Sister Aisha, AM360,
Kareem?
CWS.
Kareem.
Yeah.
Aisha Kareem, yes.
Aisha
yeah, I agree.
Kareem, okay, I'm being loud. So, you
and
know, some great people
are
loud.
You know what I mean?
It's mutual consultation. That's what it is.
Yeah. Shura Bainahum.
Shura Bainahum. That's what it is. And praise be to Allah and the collected effort for the global destiny. And we all serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with the rest of the believers of the world. And we doing the job that Allah want us to do. And that's the best serve him. And we doing that. And we're gonna continue to do it, inshallah. And
yes, sir.
You know, alhamdulillah. And we're in a good position right now to push what you can push them a little farther and farther and farther. And you know, make sure we keep the generations in mind. Keep our future generation in mind. And you know, there it is. I'm finished me.
Okay. Alaykum as-salam and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay, I see you, but I'm going to close out now. I'm going to close out, and I want to put the right construction, including remark. And I recognize that we have men and women that are sharing the Al-Islam that we've been given with the fresh perspective from leader Imam Wahdi Muhammad. I recognize that we have allies, you know, God put us through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that Rabitu, forming alliances is important. These airways, AM360, acknowledges that we have men and women that are striving to be better human beings and striving to be better Christians and others. And some folks that, you know, they've watched Muslims and Jews and Christians misrepresent the religion in such a way that they don't want any parts of religion, but they want to be a part of a social life of better human being. And I recognize there are those who are producing publications on various subject matters, as well as religious life focus. There are those that are right there where Sister Martha is in Philadelphia. You have halal, big halal Zabiha business going on. Brother Imam Bilal, I believe his last name is, has been doing halal business for a number of years. We have franchise businesses going on in Atlanta and other places. The Fish Supreme franchise businesses. We have other independent entrepreneurs, and we have relationships with those who are Christians that are big thinkers. I mean, they're thinking big. I shared with you the other night, my dear friend, Richard Finley. This man has been working on, since the late 90s, he's been working on a rapid rail system project. It was from Atlanta to Birmingham, but now you've got people in South Carolina that are interested, Mississippi, Louisiana, that are interested in this idea. And it's a lot of opposition because it's a engine for commerce. A lot of people can make some money if this thing gets past these gatekeepers. There are a lot of black ones too, and I mean black, because they can't see a bit. They're black ones that can't see the economic progress that this can bring to that region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Birmingham in particular, Atlanta, South Carolina. There are people that see this vision, but like one person said, dear colleague and friend out of Birmingham, he said, well, I guess Jesus is going to have to take care of, because we got these folks in the way, and they need a good donkey whipping, a good jackass whipping, you know, to get their attitudes right. But Allah knows best. He's over the whole process. And I just wanted to share that. there's progress going on amongst the associates of Imam Waruddin Muhammad. I'm not unaware of that. But like I shared with Brother Muhammad, I'm kind of like an agitator, you know, because, look, we got people in the way. We got people that misrepresent the religion. We got people that got their own damn agendas. We got stuff going on that's in opposition. It's just like you turn on a radio station, and if you don't get it on the proper station, at least this is in the AM reality. FM has gotten a little sharper. But in the AM reality, when you try to find a station, if you don't get it right on the station, you get all this noise. And so we're not without show stoppers and foot draggers, you know, that represent opposition to where we want to go as true human beings. But with that said, again, God is over the process. And dear believers, I thank you for your time. Join us next week. We make dua. O Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge and none can judge against you. And those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Thank you, dear listeners. Join us next week. Assalamu alaikum.